Division II championship meet is had been 10 flat. That was set in 1972, so it's been around for 50 years. We had two guys run 9.99 yesterday.
Wow.
So, it was flying. It was flying. So we had that. We also then, of course, talked about the pole vault record. We had that set yesterday. Bryn King from Roberts Wesleyan, she went over 15 feet on our elevated pole vault in the middle of the runway or middle of the field. So it was flying. Everybody was flying yesterday.
So I would suspect more great times and could be some record setting in today.
Huh? There should be a couple more records set today, possibly. We've already got two of the all-time bests in Division II. We're going to be competing today on the women's side. Anna Childress from Pittsburgh State, she's the defending national champion. She has the best mark ever in the triple jump. She'll be competing today at 4:45, and then the two-time defending national champion in the 100-meter hurdles, Denisha Cartwright. She's from Minnesota State. She's supposed to run at about, let me find my note here, yeah, about 6 o'clock tonight. She'll be running in the 100-meter hurdles, and she's run 12.70. Now, our meet record, our facility record, is 13. So she's got a chance to really blow that out of the water. I think it's going to be an amazing time today. And then, of course, Emporia State's own Trendon Collins is going to be high jumping at 3:30 today. That's something you want to get out there for. He's cleared 7 foot. He's one of 15 guys that have gone over 7 foot. So there could be some guys jumping pretty high today. It's pretty special. We had a great crowd last night. It was a great environment until we had that lightning strike about 7.9 miles away from us.
And I was going to ask how close was that, yeah.
Yeah. There was actually one, I think they said, that was about 4 that was listed. But we should be good. We, you know, everything was great. We were able to get onto the track for the 10,000 last night. Almost broke one of the oldest records that we have in the men's 10,000. We had a runner from West Texas that was on pace to break Charles Malingo's record in the 10,000 meters. He set at the 1995 National Championships. And if anybody was around back then, that was an incredible race to watch. This one was almost as good. So, great time. And then tomorrow we'll wrap up with the final day. Emporia State will have two competitors in three things. That will happen out in the throws area. We'll start off with Malay Taula in the shot put at 11, and then she'll throw the javelin at 1:30. And then Travis Morrison will wrap it up for Emporia State about 2:15 in the shot put ring, going for his second straight All-American honor in the shot put. And that's about when things will get started on the track, too, tomorrow afternoon. They'll start around 2 o'clock. Should be done by 6 tomorrow, nice middle-of-the-afternoon thing, get done before any other weather comes in. Today we'll get started. It's a really kind of a compact time on the track. Start about 5:30 on the track, and then we should wrap up with 4x4 relays, prelims, at around 6 o'clock, or excuse me, about 7 o'clock. So it should be a great time. Love to have everybody come out. Take a look at it. Again, great crowd last night. Welch Stadium looks great. I've had, again, a lot of people commenting on how beautiful the stadium has made itself look. So we're just ready to go and excited for it.
All right, the Golden Oval right there, Emporia State University. If we want tickets, Don, how's that all work?
You can get them at ESUHornets.com in advance. Just follow the ticket link, ESUHornets.com/tickets. We'll get you right there. Or when you get to the stadium, we can buy them. We can still purchase them there, too. Just need to make sure we have a cell phone or something so they can send you the tickets to get scanned in. No hard tickets. That's something that's changed as things go along. But that's it. Get there for it. And if you want to watch the throws, you can actually go out there into the throws area. Today will be the discus out there. And that's just go out there around Highland Street. You'll have to have a little bit of a walk because we have closed Highland Street down for the safety of all the athletes and participants. But great time out there. You can watch that and then come on in the stadium a little bit later and watch some running tonight.
So how'd those new lights look last night?
Oh, it was unbelievable. That was so bright. It is crazy. We actually, the great thing is you can dim them down.
Okay.
And our lowest setting of dimming them, which we brought down for the fireworks that we actually shot off, big shout out to Bernie for sticking around for doing those last night. Great show. Looked great. But when we dimmed them down to their lowest setting, I think it was still as bright as it was when we had our old lights out there.
Wow.
It is
all right,
a marked difference.
All right. So a great host, Emporia State, National Outdoor Track and Field Championships, day 2 of 3 will be today. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you later.
All right.
Appreciate
Don Weist, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU, doing a great job hosting the National National Beat. It's a bit of a delay last night due to, the storm just popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
By itself. And it had to be right near here.
Yeah, right? Of course it did.
Of course.
I was curious, though. I am curious when you have those kinds of delays. You know, you got people warming up, getting ready, getting loose. You know, I wonder what kind of a setback that gives you in your performance when you have an hour and a half delay after spending the last hour getting set.
Yeah, that's that can be tough.
Yeah.
That can be tough because you are gearing up psychologically to get out there and get after it, and you just have to hang on.
Yeah. That's one thing I'd
love. Try to keep warm.
I'd love to talk to those athletes about, what do you do? Because I know everybody does something different.
Yeah, and sometimes it can be quite lengthy, those delays.
Yes, it can.
Especially you're dealing with lightning. And if, they've got restrictions on when they shut it down, how close the lightning is.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, meters and monitors there that they can tell how close the lightning actually is to the stadium. So they watch that very closely.
Yeah.
And specifically when they have a national meets like this, the NCAA is very particular about that, and for good reason. Hey, want to take a moment and thank all who stepped up and bid yesterday morning for the Avora Wheeler pie and cinnamon rolls. We raised between the baked goods from Avora and a couple of our donations over $400 just yesterday morning.
Hey,
so
there
we'll be delivering out to the folks at Clark Carpet and Tile pie and cinnamon rolls later on this afternoon. And thanks to them. And thanks to Avora.
Yes.
Avora's 93 years young and said, hey, I'd like to ramp up and help Special Olympics out. And that's where the money goes. The big law enforcement torch run will be less than a week away from today, next Thursday, down Commercial Street. Right here, you can donate to Ron's Ride. I'll be making the 10-mile trek, of course, down Commercial Street and escorting law enforcement. First out to Hetlinger and then to Olpe. And a shout out to High Gear Cyclery for hooking me up with my transportation.
Yeah.
So appreciate that. So you can donate to Ron's Ride for Special Olympics. You can get a hold of me at 344-1402, or you can make your donations online, kvoe.com. There's a couple of links right in the middle of the homepage, and there's a link too on the right side of the homepage. You can make your donations to Special Olympics right there. And thanks in advance for all of your support. We are right now at about $3,100.
Hey, there we go.
Special Olympics, yeah.
Very good.
So off to a good start.
And still, as you said, less than a week to bring some more in.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Fantastic news.
All right, so appreciate everybody's support there for Special Olympics. Going to be a big week next week. All kinds of stuff will be going on. In fact, Tuesday morning we'll have a preview of Unbound Gravel. We'll have a Christy Moan of Lifetime and Unbound Gravel here in Emporia. And also Dan Hughes, who I think is like a four-time Unbound winner. Just an amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing gravel grinder. And he is a part of the Gravel Grinding Hall of Fame.
I can't imagine doing that race once, let alone winning it four times.
Yeah, something like that.
That's incredible.
That's incredible, yeah. So
incredible.
That will be our primetime newsmaker coming up on Tuesday morning, 7:15. And we'll be broadcasting live from the Lyon County History Center during a check-in process. A week from today, we'll be there from 10 until noon, chatting with cyclists from around the globe.
Always a fun time.
Yeah, it is.
The stories that these riders have, too, what brings them to Emporia, what got them into gravel riding, for me, that's almost as exciting as the action itself. It's really cool to hear everybody's story.
There is a lot of stories out there, that is for sure. 654, 71 degrees. Good morning.
Baldwin Loft Storage Units are now available. Located in downtown Emporia at 712 Commercial, these units provide quick 24-hour secured access. The units are climate controlled and also have access via an elevator.